This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, fat people?
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't care what size you are, but I'm just telling you something. They say America is reaching higher obesity levels. We are obese. Glad you're here. Pardon me, whatever your size. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. KJRadio.com if you want to contact us. Otherwise, yeah, this is the Miami Herald. U.S. adults continue to put on the pounds. New data show that nearly 40% of them were obese in 2015 and 16, a sharp increase from a decade earlier. Prevalence of obesity in U.S. adults is also rising, heightening their risk of developing heart disease, diabetes, and various cancers, yada, yada, yada. So, and why do we care? We've got Obamacare, right? I mean, isn't that working out great for you? Or, I don't know about you, but I'm still afraid to go to the doctor because I don't want to have to pay that massive bill. Oh, my goodness. Fat America. Why do they demoralize us? Why can't they just, you know, use a to tell us we're, you know, Kevin, you're putting on a couple of pounds. You know, obese. They want to tell me I'm obese. They want to talk to me about the prevalence of obesity. Let me tell you what the prevalence of that you need to be worried about in America, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You need to be worried about the prevalence of stupidity in America. That is far more dangerous. Forget your high blood pressure and your cholesterol and the potential for a heart attack. The prevalence of stupidity will kill you. I mean, it'll kill you quicker than any of those things. Oh, my goodness. What are we going to be talking about today? We got a ton to talk about. Oh, my goodness. The gun grab. That's still going on, isn't it? Hey, Facebook data, Google data. Woo! Let me tell you something. I've told you guys how much data these people have on you. It's shocking. So that's something we need to discuss. The signs. There are other signs that are going on. You're aware of this, right? Trump's got new polling data out. You think it's good? You think it's bad? What do you think? You think it's going to be higher? You think Trump is now more popular or less popular, especially after Omnibus? Omnibus, right? That big spending bill that Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell shoved under Donald Trump's, you know, down his throat. You will take this spending bill, Donald Trump. Think that hurt him? Think that helped him? You think the Republicans are doing better? You think the Democrats are doing better? Who's doing better? What are your prospects for 2018's election coming up? By the way, Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you. But, you know, the stock market's been taking a tumble. It went down substantially. Then it went up and broke records. Then it went down again. It's yo-yoing. I heard them talking on the Fox Business or somewhere, you know, well, it's yo-yoed up and down more than it did, like, for the entire year. Multiple times. More than it did last year. Like, last year it yo-yoed two or three times to whatever. Now it's yo-yoed five times in, you know, 3 months. And I say, good deal. I'm glad the market isn't just shooting up into the stratosphere so it could fall in November or, you know, October and people go, oh, look at that, it's falling this many points. Now it's just a steady up and down, it's yo-yoing. You know, and here's what you need to do. You need to relax. You need to just let that straight line up occur that you're not balancing it every day. If you're a day trader, you can be looking at the volatility. In fact, that's how you make money. But in the long run, if you just let it play out, and you've picked some good stocks. You've been doing all right. Your market, you're doing fine. You're doing great in the market. Until you decide to sell or do something else, it's all paper money anyway. And just for the record, it's paper money. Well, it's not even paper money these days. It's electronic money. And pretty soon it may not even be money that's just, you know, like the dollar. It'll be Bitcoin and all these other cyber currencies. You're going to feel safe with that? I don't know if I will. Because let me tell you, I'm looking at this Facebook data, this Google data. It's scary stuff out there. What else we got going on? Walmart, they have done something kind of interesting. It might be a sign. Has to do with a major magazine company. Kim Jong-un, he's been in the news. you know, the little fat wild man down in over in North Korea, he's in the news. What are we talking? Look, I know I'm jumping around a bit, but I want you to understand all the things that are out there that are happening in the world. How is the world changing? Is it changing for the better? Or is it changing for the worse? You tell me. We're dealing with opioid crisis. We're dealing with wars that are being fought on different fronts, fighting ISIS, dropping bombs. We're dealing with racism. I don't know if you saw the Heineken commercial where the beer is going down there and they said something like blonde is better. Blonder is better or something like that. I talked about it on Fox the other day. We got that going on. We got the census, right? The census is put reinstituted. The idea of asking, are you a citizen? And people are upset about this in California. Where else, right? In California. How dare you ask, who's a citizen in the census? Well, that's how we apportion reps. So if you're counting all your illegals, that's kind of like when they wanted to count the slaves. See, they wanted to count the slaves in the southern states when we came up with a three-fifths compromise. Do you think there's going to be a three-fifths compromise for illegals where we tell California, okay, you can count your Mexicans, but you can only count them as three-fifths. And then people go, that's racist against Mexicans. Talking about Mexican illegals, I'm not talking about people in America who are Americans of Mexican heritage. I'm not talking about them. See, that they are Americans. But the Mexicans living in California, who they want to take over, who the white people in California, the guilty white people, say, come take over. We know what we did to Montezuma. It's not fair. And then that Pancho Villa. You know, so they want them to take over. You know, there you go. So we got that to talk about. Paris Climate Accord. News on that. Yeah, emailing and texting after work. Did you hear that story coming out of Nueva York? Yeah, they now say if you get bothered by email or text or after work, the employer should get fined. Could you do your job if you didn't respond to email or text after work? I don't know. You know, different jobs require different things. I think if you have to be on a leash, you know, through your pager, it used to be pagers, right? In the old days, it could be pager. If you got to be on a leash because you're on call, you're a doctor, you're a nurse, you're whatever, I don't know, janitor, anesthetician, whatever you may be, a writer, you're on call. It is what it is. But government's going to jump in on that and help you out. Yeah. Woo. Gotta love government helping. Man, we got a lot to talk about. Russians expelled. This and many other things when I come back. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Chain of events that have happened because of Donald Trump, the good chain of events. For example, Kim Jong-un is now wanting to talk to South Korea. That dialogue has been opened up. He also just made his emergency trip, or I don't know how you would define it, but an unplanned trip to China. And we now know that he did indeed meet with China's president. And I don't know what that meeting was about, you know, in terms of actual detail, because we don't have the leaks, that China doesn't have the leaks that we tend to have right now in the Trump administration. Ooh, almost said Obama administration. But I can tell you this, Kim Jong-un got his butt spanked over in China. He is at the mercy of the Chinese. But I want to talk about the chain of events. You know what's going on around the world? People are now, the governments are looking at austerity. Remember the two pretty boys? You had Macron, Emmanuel Macron in France, and you had, Trudeau in Canada. And you hear nothing about these pretty boys. Both of those guys, by the way, are implementing Trump doctrines. Pretty boy Trudeau It's saying on immigration, no, I did not say this of immigration into Canada. You must not do these like these. And Macron is talking about, you know, putting in austerity in France because they can't pay their bills. Italy is now looking at the United States and saying, you know what, we need to adopt the same types of policies. Greece, in terms of immigration, all these countries are going, hey, wait a minute, hold on a second with all these Muslim immigrants and this stuff that's going on around the world. There's somebody finally standing up saying, look, I don't care what you think. I can see the danger of radical Islam. I can see the dangers of socialism, and we're going to stem the tide. And that's what's happening. So all these things that these people are trying to do to, you know, throw a monkey in the wrench and all this stuff about Donald Trump, forget it, man, please. You know, it's cracking me up watching them as they pin their hopes on raising taxes in 2008 in the next Congress, still decrying capitalism as a bad thing, and then they bet on a porn star, which we'll talk about later. But this is the strategy. I want you to think for one second. Oh, by the way, sanctuary cities, and we can talk for ages about sanctuary cities, right? Because and sanctuary states, for goodness sake. California has all but ceded itself to Mexico. And I mentioned the census early on in the broadcast that, you know, the asking a question of are you a citizen or not? If you're here, are you a citizen? Is now considered taboo. All the years that we've been doing the census, we've always asked the question, you know, how many people are in the house? How many are citizens? Oh, we don't want to tell because, you know, it's a terrible thing to be under the radar. If you are here illegally, you were under the radar no matter what. But these guys are, it's a bad thing. Barack Obama in 2010 took away the Voting Rights Act of 1965 that required that question. And the reason for it is they did not want to negate the vote of black folks. It was part and parcel of the Jim Crow era, if you will, that they said, we're going to make sure that blacks get represented, so we're not going to water down the vote. Illegals water down the vote. California lost two representative legislators. They lost two congressmen. And the reason is very simple. They're chasing their good citizens out. Corporations leaving, citizens leaving, because they're taxed to death. And it's going to continue to happen. So the only thing that they can do is to say, well, we need to have, you know, everybody counted. Everybody counts here. No, you don't. So imagine what happens when California is 50% illegals, you know, in the most populous state in the country, but only 50% of their people are represented. So they continue to lose representatives. What's going to happen to that state? I think you can kind of draw your own conclusions. And of course, what's President Trump doing? He's fighting with common sense. Again, folks, we're not talking about rocket science here. You don't put the lives of your citizens over the lives of other people. You don't do it. Doesn't mean, you know, if somebody's here and they're, let me put it to you this way. If I'm walking the street and somebody's getting beat up or robbed or whatever, I don't go, are you a citizen? I'll respond. But I'll tell you this, knowing that, because that's human nature, but in knowing that someone is a citizen versus a non-citizen and a crime, the identical crime is being committed, I'm going to go help the citizen first. That's just what I would do. I'm going to help, and no offense to let's say, I'll do it another way. Let's say it's a German and an American, identical situation. I'm going to help the American first. I'm not going to help our visitor. I'm going to help my countrymen first. That's a bias. Call it whatever you want. If I were in Germany and an identical situation occurred, I'd expect the German to help the German first before they help me. Call me silly in that way. But that's how you make your, you know, people will see me as a human being, but they go, look, if I can get to you, I will, but I'm going to help so-and-so. It's like I tell you guys all the time, if I got two kids, you know, one somebody else's and one's mine, and they're both drowning, sorry for your kid. Doesn't make me heartless. I'm saving my kid. I get it. Oh, Kevin, wouldn't you feel bad not saving him? Yeah, I'd feel worse if I didn't save my own. Don't talk to me about it. Anyway, here's some good news. Donald Trump, approval rating up 7 points since last month, and this is an AP poll. The bad news, they say, this only lifts Trump's approval to 42%, low for a president at this point in his tenure. Still, the trajectory, they say, is a welcome shift for the White House. Let me tell you, do we really got to go through this again? Disregard the polls. I don't care what they say about Trump. Now, look, I'm not happy that he had to sign omnibus. And my initial thought was, doggone it, Donald Trump, you should have vetoed it. But I understand what he's doing. I think they were trying to set him up. If he vetoed it, they'd say he's in violation of national security because we're not funding the military, and they would figure something else out. So he signed it, but he said, this is the last one I'll sign. And I believe him. I believe him. And I also know that Paul Ryan doesn't have the male genitalia to help the dude out and say, I'm not putting something in front of him that I'm going to force him not to sign or to sign and have to catch the wrath of the people. But this poll tells you what you need to know. The American citizens get it. We know the gamesmanship that's being played, including on our side of the aisle. Now, somebody was saying Ryan's going to step down. I don't believe it, but I'll talk about it a little bit later. I don't believe that. He should step down because he's a weak-kneed sissy, and we need warriors as Republican Republicans these days. Speaker of the House should be a warrior, a fearless warrior who makes Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Adam Schiff shake at the mere sound of his voice or the mention of his name. He should be the Kaiser Soze of Congress. You don't mess with him. He should be the president's enforcer. Can you imagine if Paul Ryan acted as an enforcer and he just put down the letter of the law against these stupid Democrats, man? Where's that guy? That's who I want to meet.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Every day in your tenure as press secretary, and I'm wondering about the presidency that you were a part of and what you think about the damage that's being done to the institution of the presidency today, given that you worked for a presidency that was virtually scandal-free and exemplary person as president, and now we have nearly the opposite.
What was the question?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was some MSNBC clown asking former press secretary for Obama, Robert Gibbs, again, he didn't even ask a question. He just lauded praise on Obama for having the scandal-free administration. Yeah, nothing changes for the left, does it? These people are identically the same. Hey, but let's speak a little bit about what's going on with the slam on Donald Trump that the left want to make, because they want us to make some hay with this Stormy Daniels thing. I don't know if you guys are keeping up with Stormy Daniels. I didn't start following this story till recently, and it's getting more and more fun to watch because it's laughable. It really is. Stormy Daniels, if you look at it, she says, I never did anything with the president. And she said, oh, wait a minute, I could make more money if I said that I did. And it's become really and truly funny. Maybe we'll cover it a little bit later because I'm not that interested in it. And neither are you, apparently, because MSNBC and CNN are trying everything they can to do to get traction on this stupid story, and nobody's biting. Everybody's like, who? Stormy, who? What happened? Stormers where? Is it a hurricane named Daniels? What is it? A storm at Daniels? People don't know what it's about. And supposedly, just while we're on the subject, so 11 years ago, Donald Trump supposedly was with, Stormy Daniels in this affair. And what's funny to me is that, okay, so, look, I'm not going to moralize about what people do in their lives. You never know what situations have been worked out between, people in terms of what they allow. But here's the deal. Let's say that it did happen. Okay, so Donald Trump, billionaire, decides he's going to, have a relationship with this lady who Stormy Daniels at some point was a pretty nice-looking lady. She's not a bad-looking lady today, but, time ages. Some people worse than others. And let's just say porn stars don't age very well typically because they've, been rode hard and put up wet, pardon the pun. But anyway, so you got Trump, who maybe 11 years ago when Stormy Daniels was pretty hot. And I don't know if you know her record, what she's done with her life. Since we're on the subject, I figure we might as well cover it. But she, at the age of 17, the ripe young age of 17, she ventured to some location with a friend of hers. And this girl who she was friends with took her to a strip club, I guess, where the girl worked. And on a bet, The girl said to Stormy, why don't you do like amateur? They have an amateur thing, like, you know, for girls that have never done it. You know, hey, give it a shot. So Stormy gave it a shot, and she became, you know, did pretty good. Probably got, you know, a few ones folded up and put into her panties or whatever, and the rest was history. And so her name, I think, was Clifford. Her real name is like Melanie Clifford or something like that. But Stormy Daniels wasn't born on that night. Now, but back up a little bit. Stormy's dad left after 3 or 4 years. So her mother raised her, and what was probably, I've heard it described as lower middle class conditions, but let's just face it, she was poor. She was raised poor. Her mom, you know, was a struggling single mom, and Stormy was probably one of these latchkey kids that, you know, didn't get good foundational upbringing, didn't have her daddy, and so she made some bad decisions. So I'm telling you, by the time she was 17, she went to go hang out with her friend, who apparently worked as a stripper, and Stormy goes up on stage as a rookie and does her little dance, and the rest is history. So she liked it. She then goes on to, and I'm just kind of going from memory and a little bit of research I did about her. She goes to dance at a place in New Orleans. She's from Louisiana. She goes to a club, and by the time she's 21, she's like a feature dancer at this place. And I bet, again, she was probably a knockout. And, you know, obviously, I mean, having been a person who's been to many, many, many of these clubs, I was a sales guy, and when I was young, I lived to take all the clients there, and all the older guys would be like, you know, wanting to go home to their families, and I would be like, oh, I'll take them, you know, I'll take our clients there. And, of course, all these old men wanted to go because we had the best of these gentlemen's clubs, they've renamed them, in the world in Dallas, Texas. So I lived in these places. I know them very well. So many, quote, Stormy Daniels in these places. So anyway, she becomes the star attraction in this. Now, how does she get her name? This is what was funny to me when I learned this. So her first thing is she was a big fan of Motley Crue, and one of the band members there named his child Storm. So she says, okay, I'll be Stormy. And then in Louisiana, she was driving along, she saw a billboard, and it said, it was a tribute to Jack Daniels, and it said something like a little Southern comfort. And so she being a Southern girl from Louisiana, she decided that Jack Daniels was, you know, Daniels would be the way she did her name. So she Stormy from Motley Crue, Daniels from the liquor, which I thought was really funny. So she's got this rock band, heavy metal band, and the influence of liquor, and that's how she brought these two storms together and became the infamous Stormy Daniels. So there you go. Now, here's what I really enjoyed about learning a little bit about Stormy Daniels' life is the fact that she considers herself a Republican. Now, in normal mode, that's cool, because here's the deal. People make life decisions for a variety of reasons, and I can only imagine Stormy growing up in the squalor of Louisiana, wanting more, mom not being able to get it to her, wrong influences, you know, tragic life to some degree, and she figures a way out, and she uses her femininity and her sexuality, and good for her, because that's God's gift to women. So she uses that, and she has no qualms. She says, look, the circumstances are what they are. I saw this as a way out, and she took it and probably theoretically made a lot of money. In fact, I don't even theoretically believe she did. I think she made a lot of money. Because Lord knows, I know a lot of those girls from when my old days of running into those circles as a young sales guy, and they make a fortune. So Stormy's doing okay. And then, I mean, it's funny. So Trump's in the picture I saw with Trump's in like a golf T-shirt. Stormy's, you know, got her big boobs and everything in his face practically. She takes a picture with him and probably saw him in multiple places. I mean, Trump hangs around lots of pretty women. It's not a big deal for him. But suddenly, she now, you know, and as I said, all the different things, and you see these stories are, I knew him, but I didn't sleep with him. I wasn't his. And then suddenly she's now in the middle of this controversy, one that she's used to because she ran for senator when Flint wanted to get rid of a senator who he didn't like, who had beat up on the Clintons. So that's how all this has come to be. And if you know more about her attorney and his stuff, and we've talked about it on the show, you sort of get it. But it's shame on Stormy for ruining, you know, her, I mean, she's obviously got a bad reputation when you go into porn, and I didn't go into her life of that. But later on, after she, when she was 21, as I said, she became sort of this big icon at a New Orleans gentleman's club and became a feature, you know, person where she was, you know, making big money. And if you don't know how these clubs work, the girls pay for shifts. So I don't know what the going rate is anymore, but let's say you pay $75 to get a shift in a really nice place. You pay. So you get the optimum time that guys are going to be in there. But that's nothing. You know, here's your $75, because you know within 30 minutes you'll have that money back. And by the time you work your, you know, 6 hours or so, you're going to take home $500 to $1,000. I mean, total profit. And, of course, cash money, et cetera, et cetera. So Stormy, you know, does this, becomes a feature act. And then somebody on, like, said, hey, you want to come with me to a, you know, soft porn thing? And she goes to that, and then she's influenced into going into, quote, you know, soft porn. And her bio says, well, she only did lesbian scenes. And I know this is a bit graphic for the show, but I just want you to understand where she comes from. And after that, then she wins the, you know, adult video awards or whatever. I don't know what they call it, but there's an award that they give out for these people making these types of films. I chuckle because, you know, it's not like, you know, it's an Oscar. But, yeah, hey, as far as I'm concerned, it's worth just as much as an Oscar. So she wins that award. And then, as I said, sort of got into this foray of what do I do with the rest of my life? And I think it's good that we can be flawed. And Stormy Daniels can say, I'm a Republican. I'm flawed. Yeah, I did a career that's not a typical Republican career, but I'm redeemable, and I want to come, you know, do something with my life. But this is it. This is where she's come to, from where, you know, what her life could be to this. I think it's ridiculous. I find it's not deplorable to me. It's very typical of people like her who want to break out of that mold but don't really know how to do it. And it all goes back to the very beginning where she lost her dad and her mom didn't give her good supervision. That's my theory anyway.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Al Sharpton's brother was arrested. I forgot Al Sharpton had a brother. I know he got a young girlfriend. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Multiple things I want to talk about this segment, but I want to begin with Al Sharpton's brother. He goes out, they march for, you know, the March for Guns. March for Lives is what they call it. Any black person who is marching on behalf of guns, The gun control freaks, and calls it the March for Lives, should be imprisoned. Because while they were marching against gun violence in these schools, let me tell you something, more blacks were being killed in abortion clinics in that the time that it did that march than will be killed in Chicago over the weekend. And that's a pretty big number. And the impetus of this is what gets me. This is what really hacks me off about how the left, it can get blacks, you know, either frothing at the mouth like in the event of a cop shooting or something that they want, you know, to try to gain control over. They say, hey, get, you know, pay some brothers and sisters off and they'll come do it. And we do. We come out there, tell me what am I supposed to say and where do I pick up my signs? And they go out there and say whatever these crazy leftist white bourgeois cocktail sippers like Soros and others tell them to say. Not even thinking about the eggs that are, you know, being cracked on in the black neighborhoods. Meaning, yeah, we're not making omelets here, folks. We're killing babies. We're killing society. We're killing the culture, black culture. They don't care. They couldn't care less. So they go out there marching with this stuff. They got a Heil Hitler, sick Heil Hog, David Hogg or whatever his name is. This kid, let's just face it, be honest. Think about this. This is the kid at your school who you knew narked on everybody, right? Look at the kid. I was talking about this the other day. This is the kid who you is not to be trusted. I'm just telling you, you know, not to stereotype, but look at how he looks and tell me that that's a guy you would trust and want to do anything with you. He is the Anthony Weiner up-and-comer guy. This is a kid who's building his reputation right now so he can become a, quote, leader in the liberal progressive agenda going forward. He's already building his resume. You know it and I know it. He's a guy you should never put your trust in. And the media is just touting him. And as I said, he's building his resume. He will be the bell of all. This kid will be traveling the world, spokesperson for progressivism. He's already laid out a strategy that will make him filthy rich. He will enter politics and be one of the most dangerous people you've ever met unless somebody stops him in his tracks right now. I'm telling you, God is my witness. We don't have to worry about it, but your kids and your grandkids are going to have to worry about him. He's going to be a Bill Clinton, an Anthony Weiner, a Barack Obama, and Adam Schiff all rolled into one glorious progressive package. You bet. Take my word for it. And he's out there talking about getting guns, looking like a little Adolf Hitler. Anyway, back to Sharpton. So Sharpton's brother, he's protesting anti-guns, you know, because he's been paid. You know, somebody paid the National Action Network of Al Sharpton and said, come out and get your brother and get your sisters and your cousins and your girlfriend and all that, and I'll pay you. And Sharpton obliged. Anyway, March 25th, 10:50 p.m., Dothan police officers responded to a suspicious vehicle near an AME church. While they were in front of the area, they discovered a wrecked vehicle at the intersection of Lake Street and Allen Road. One of those vehicles was occupied by Ms. Brunia Jennings, 23, of Dothan. Ms. Jennings was pronounced dead at the scene, gunshot wound. Several people at the scene were detained, taken to the Dothan Police Department for interviews. After interviews were completed, Jamie Emmanuel Towns, 26, of St. Andrews, Dothan, Alabama, was arrested for capital murder. No bond was issued. Also arrested was Pastor Kenneth Sharpton Glasgow, 52, of West Powell Street, Dothan, Alabama. No bond issued. Now, I don't know what he had to do with it, but he's under arrest for this murder of this young girl. Now, I don't know. I didn't read any more of the story, but I just look at the irony of it all. That's what caught my eye, is the irony of a man who's protesting gun violence and then is now tied to the death of somebody by way of anybody? Yeah, gun violence. People are amazing. So Donald Trump comes out and he says, look, your Second Amendment rights are protected. And, I'll be honest with you. Every time we bring this up, what we should be saying every time one of these people discusses I call them the gun control freaks and nuts. Every time one of them brings something up, you say, let me just explain something to you. This ownership of a gun is not a government right. It is a God-given right, a right of every man to protect himself with whatever implement is best available. If you won't sell me a gun, I'll make me a gun. If you won't sell me a bullet, I'll make me a bullet. But I'm going to own a gun, and I'm going to own the apparatus that makes the gun worth having, because if you don't have bullets, it's a big old metal rock, you know. So, but I'm going to have the ability to protect myself, and it has nothing to do with you, government. Nothing. Government, it's funny how, what are you talking about? This is your right, you know, to tell me how I can protect myself. It's citizens who've done this all over the world, as far as I'm concerned, are crazy. There is no way you're going to limit my ability to protect myself from you or anybody else. And anybody that's doing that is saying, I want to be able to maintain control of you. I want to be able to have guns with my military and my police, and you will have nothing. No. What you're telling me is I have to believe that the government is completely benevolent. It's never going to do anything wrong. And what? I disregard history in that regard? Governments all over this world are corrupt and evil apparatus. And that's what they do. They look for ways to essentially bend over, whatever you want to call it, make the citizens of their country obey. And there is no more government that has become more egregious in doing that than the United States government. I'm telling you, they've gotten it to a science. What other countries have had to kill millions of people to get to, our government has cajoled us into doing and finagled us into doing. We pay crazy amounts. And don't misunderstand me. I know other countries pay higher taxes, but they're idiots. They say, well, we give you free health care. We give you free this. To be the freest country, one of the most free countries in the world, they have extorted us beyond recognition. To the point now to where if they say, well, we don't give you free health care, you will be forced to buy your health care. And the level of restrictions on you, the level of taxation, quite frankly, rivals other countries. And they do it in a sneaky way. And we've been fortunate to fight against, you know, climate change. And I will talk more about that in a bit, because I got some results on the climate accords that everybody wanted us to be a part of. So Donald Trump says, I'm going to protect your guns, which congratulations, Donald Trump, for telling us you're going to protect what's already been protected. But I'm going to say the millions of gun owners in America will not, at least this generation of them, will not ever give up their guns. Now, what's going to happen down the road? The programming, if you will, of kids to say guns are bad. Ooh, they're terrible. They're terrible. They don't ever want your kid to touch a gun. The only thing they want your kid to do is see guns in Hollywood and pretend, or see them in video games and pretend that they don't exist. Like to give you the fantasy world of being the villain in, you know, one of these, what do they call it? What's this game there all these kids play? Grand Theft Auto, GTA. They want your kids to have the sensation but never having the feeling of that power and understanding the responsibility of responsible gun ownership, because that would make those kids really understand what it was all about. They don't want people to go out into the country. Look, I was out with some family to the Grand Canyon, and you know, I'm just looking at nature and went up through Sedona. It's beautiful. And I'm telling people, you know, I'm thinking to myself about this in my head, I grew up in the country, and I was imagining myself rock climbing in some of those hills and just doing what I do. And I remember thinking to myself, every kid should have to experience this. I believe every kid should have to learn about firearm safety, learn about hunting, learn about growing up in the wild and why a firearm was important, not only for your own safety, but also to, you know, get food and things like this. There's a reason that these leftists don't want kids to experience that, because it is so mind-blowing and so mind-opening that they would never go back to that concept of city living. There would always be this yearning now, a yin and a yang, if you will, of life. And they don't want them to experience that, in my opinion.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.